joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Enthusiastic numbers from the corn pit. They're coming down a little bit, but still pretty strong this morning.
Yeah, it's one of those wow reports. Not only was there a surprise in the stocks report, but also a surprise in the acreage report. And bottom line in the stocks number, of course, is the feed and residual. And it boils down to maybe some better feed usage. Maybe it boils down to wet corn last fall, damage, test weight, and maybe the government misused some of the feed usage data. They maybe reduced it, but it is a surprise. And surprise number two was the million acres less corn to million three, depending on the average guess. And it means that we're probably going to have a carryover reduction on old crop corn down to 1,350, and a carryover reduction on next year's corn based on a 163.5 bushel average, somewhere in the 1.1 billion bushel carryover. So it's good news to the corn farmer in the Midwest, and also it's a surprise in some of possibly people using satellite imagery to determine yields. I think one of the interesting numbers, of course, is the soybeans. The soybean acreage was actually higher, and we don't know whether that's included in some of the preventive planting, the late planting, and the verdict is out on that number, as well as possibly damaged corn with flooding and things like that. So this is the best guess we have, and as we determine, it's probably a guess, particularly in the soybean area.
Yeah, the beans, a half a million acres higher than the average trade guess. Maybe that will fade in future reports.
That's right, and that would be my guess. And with the new preventive planting crop insurance ideas, there might not be those acres actually even show up. But it did show good demand in soybeans. These prices, of course, were extremely cheap, extremely oversold. We have basically an economic problem in the world. The stock market's still a disaster, and all these add up to maybe some bright news in the agricultural community.
What's a producer to do? It was just a day ago that they were staring a real possibility of 320 in the face, and now we've had this.
Yeah, a producer to do. Well, he can basically pace himself and do a more measured marketing, and he does have some time to reevaluate the marketing of at least old crop corn and soybeans that he has and some new crop commodities. I think what it boils down to is also is my private meteorologist says the eastern two-thirds of the Ohio Valley is going to see a little drier weather forecast. It's going to be a little more stubborn to see rain fall. So, that's going to be an interesting development, at least over the short term. Weather implications and yield loss implications, the verdict's still out on what happens the rest of the summer.
So does the producer, did these reports buy the producer time to be patient?
Yes, very definitely. Very definitely. That's the bottom line. This is, tax bills are starting to show up for land taxes. Old crop corn was starting to worry the farmer. And, of course, everything you hear in the financial world is everyone is shunning risk aversion. And as a result of that, this does give some hope. But still, the government still needs to improve the EPA as far as blending on ethanol, try to give the corn farmer in the Midwest at least a pat on the back.
What do you make of the wheat trade today?
Well, the wheat was probably one of the bearish items in the deal with more wheat stocks and a little higher wheat spring wheat acreage planted. That doesn't surprise us too much. with those numbers. So, but wheat's basically following corn up. Wheat harvest is going on. I'm going to say a soft red wheat miller in the Midwest is going to have to scramble for some quality wheat, and we understand the basis premiums indicate that.
Go back to the corn, Paul. So what is the yield that's in the traders' mindset as a group? Are they at 165, 166? Where do you think they are?
Well, of course, the government used a 163.5 yield. You know, as far as yield per acre and the crop ratings, I'm going to say that's somewhere in that 165 area. But let me go over that one very slowly. And the fact is that the there is absolutely no correlation what the USDA uses and what the actual crop ratings indicate. That's a poor tool, and a person can get burned very badly on that issue.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
That's Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services, and he is in Oakland, Illinois.